Hello, everybody. Here we go again. It's time for us to get moving along, starting on time for a change. So, everybody get your levels set, and we will get started. I want to start off by thanking some people here. I want to thank everyone who has been praising these meetings on the email groups out there, especially on the Five Path group, maybe the Talk About Hypnosis group on Yahoo. It really helps to get the word out, let people know that there is a way to get some supervision out there, really start moving ahead a lot faster than if they're just out there trying to figure it out on their own. I also encourage you all, if you haven't done so already, check out the BanyanHypnosisMall.com. BanyanHypnosisMall.com. That's our newest project to help educate the world about hypnosis. We are adding new products almost every day. We're well over 100 products, different items. Our slogan is the good stuff, and hypnotherapists want. So please check that out. Again, that's BanyanHypnosisMall.com. And another announcement, just in case some of you Seventh Pathers don't know, we have moved up from the TM mark to the R mark. We used to be just what's called trademarked as far as Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis. Now we are a registered trademark. And all of you guys, when you're teaching classes or on your websites, what we'd like you to do is have some consistency and to whatever you write about Seven Path for the public to hear, use the following format. Seventh Path, self-hypnosis, and then in the little circle, there's an R. Instead of TM, it's an R. It means it's registered trademark. Gives us all just a little bit more protection so that only people who are authorized by us can use the Seven Path in promoting their self-hypnosis and that kind of thing. All right, I'm going to open it up here just for a moment to see if there's any questions about anything covered so far. We've gone a long way. We've gone through a whole bunch of what-ifs, and I wonder if there's anything hanging in the air there. Continuing on now. Hello, subscribers. Here we are, starting week 4 of supervision on the topic, the what-if list. Last week, we got as far as what-if number 12 on phase 4. So now we continue. As we continue, we proceed by scrolling down to number 13 of phase 4. As usual, after each question, I will pause for a few seconds. If you have a follow-up question or need a clarification, just speak up. Otherwise, I'll just keep rolling along, getting in as many answers as I possibly can. If during the process you want to just type in a what-if question or a follow-up question, go ahead and type it in. Adam's going to be watching to pick that stuff up, and he can print it out and hand it to me if you prefer to handle it that way. Okay, scrolling down to number 13 of phase 4. Now, everybody, before we begin, make sure you're on number 13 of phase 4. I remember earlier I was going through the list, and I started reading, and I'm thinking, gosh, these questions look familiar. And it was because I was looking at phase 3, starting with question number 13. So make sure that you're on phase 4, question number 13. As I said earlier, I was kind of looking down through these questions, preparing for tonight's meeting, and I'm thinking, man, these are some hard questions. I should have been easier on myself. Just kidding, but you will see that some of these questions are going to be thought-provoking. And so since some of them are a little difficult, if I don't seem to cover it completely, feel free to follow up with a question or to get some clarification. All right, here we are with no further ado, number 13.